Hello, Metal Gear fans, and welcome. Welcome to the Patriot Cast, your number one Metal Gear Solid fan podcast. With me today, as always, I have a very interesting guest, Jay Von Dart. How are you doing, Jay?
I'm great, thank you, Andrew.
All right, excellent. We'll have a spicy episode today to talk about. So, before I start, I want to get a bit of housekeeping out of the way. My podcast host provider thing is being kind of lame, and it seemed that loads of people have been downloading the show, even though no one's kind of given me any feedback about it. But apparently, I'm getting about over 1,500 downloads every 30 days, which is a really good thing. But because of so many people have been downloading it, my podcast provider has kind of cut me off, if you will. And until 7th of April, you won't really be able to listen to the podcast through the podcast feed, which is really weird, Jay, because I'm saying this now and I won't be able to hear it. I'm trying to...
You could always do the same hosting as I do. I've got a couple podcasts and I put them onto archive.org, which is probably one of the biggest internet libraries around. It just archives everything. And they've got no shortage of bandwidth, obviously. So you could always try putting it on there.
Well, you see the thing is, because I'm using these guys called Podomatic and stuff, and they offer a good service and everything, better than loads of other providers. But, like, you know, if you get to this much, they start cutting you off and they want you to donate and pay more and that kind of stuff. And I've been trying to kind of, like, because I was going to actually ask you this. I was going to ask you this when we weren't recording, but we'll do it later on. I wanted to kind of do my own kind of provider. But now that you've mentioned this, I will definitely have to switch the provider because,
You can't beat free, of course, and archive.org, I mean, it's a massive thing. Do you know much about them? I mean, they run the Wayback Machine.
Best thing on the internet. I tell you, that's one of those things. I showed it to my teacher a couple of weeks ago, and he was like...
It is amazing that it works. You can even look at your own websites and see how you've changed as you've grown up, the things you talked about and things.
Definitely.
archive.org, they've got more storage than God. And I don't think they really worry about the bandwidth bills. I mean, it must be massive. Mm. They've just got a whole bunch of... I've seen the service before, and, you know, just thinking of these servers churning out data all around the world, it's quite amazing.
Oh, right. Well, definitely. I'll talk to you about this after the show, because I'm sure the listeners don't really want to hear about my technical problems. But anyway, today we're going to talk about, this is a discussion that Jay suggested, we're basically going to talk about rumors and speculations about Rising, because we started talking about the Metal Gear bosses last week and realized that, will take us about 12 hours, quite frankly. So we were going to do Metal Gear Solid 2 bosses, but then we decided that it would be a better idea to talk about Rising now, due to the fact that if we keep on pushing it back, sooner or later, some information, some real information, and not a glorified PowerPoint slideshow, is actually going to be released about Rising. So it's better if we speculate about it now than if we get information and we won't be able to speculate on such a high level. So before we do that, I'll just address a bit of news, because as you all know, I'm recording this on April 3rd, and April 1st was April Fool's Day, and every April Fool's Day the internet goes mad. For example, Jay, you probably didn't see this because, you know, you're on low internet right now, but YouTube converted their videos to be like ASCII code and that kind of stuff. So the internet goes mad, and Kojima was always... So it was, you know, he always played along. He was always with it. A couple of years ago, he did Assassin's Creed mashup where Snake was dressed up as the assassin, whatever you want to call him. I've never been too into those games.
I'm trying to think of his name. Yeah.
it's going to be a boring podcast of me and just, what's his name? But anyway, try to dress up as Desmond, something like that. Dress up as him, and this year they kind of do a parody of that, a bit similar. Jay, have you played the Assassin's Creed games?
I've seen them, but I haven't played them.
Yeah, I've played both of them, and, you know, I really wanted to like them. You know, they were very highly hyped, but it just wasn't my thing. I don't know why. Too much. Yeah. Anyway, so basically, there is this thing where you can. you're standing on top of a rooftop. I don't know if you've seen this, and you can jump into like a big carriage full of hay and straw and that kind of stuff to hide yourself. And basically, it's kind of this like slow motion epic thing where the assassin will be on a rooftop, and then he jumps up, and there's an eagle sound, and he hides in the hay. And they used that mechanic and that kind of animation for Peace Walker. So Snake would be on a rooftop, and instead of a like a carriage full of hay, it's a special box made out of hay. So, and he would just be jumping around and that kind of stuff. And, you know, it wasn't really a lot of news. It was, you know, it was about 5 minute trailer, I think, and he walked around. So it wasn't too much. And then in the end, Kojima, he was wearing like, you know, the masks the Japanese people wear, like surgical masks to protect themselves from diseases. And then he said, "Did you like it?" And he started coughing. It was really weird. I don't know why I even talked about this. But just to get it out of the way, weird, not really news. So anyway, let's move into the main discussion, because this is what we wanted to talk about. Okay, so Rising. Rising got officially announced, coming up to a year, actually, soon enough. It's, you know, we're in April already, but it was announced at E3 2009. Mixed fours, because this was very interesting. Before we go into the history, Jay, give us your thoughts and just overall thoughts on Rising. What do you think about it?
Well, I've mentioned before on the Patriot Cast about how I've always been more excited about Rising than Peace Walker mm-hmm. for a lot of reasons, because I think it'll be more original. It'll be a different style of game, I think. I hope it is quite a lot different than the other Metal Gear Solid games in terms of gameplay, and I hope it is in between, say, Metal Gear Solid 2 and Metal Gear Solid 4, so we find what happens to Raiden.
Mm-hmm. I completely agree with you on that one. It's a very interesting. You see, it's very interesting because this isn't your typical Metal Gear game, and we're just going to move into it. So let's start going back to the very beginning, to the origin of the announcement of the game. So at E3 2009, way back. Let's go way back before that. I think it was about, I don't know, June, July, summer 2009, Hideo Kojima Productions launched the infamous teaser page, if you will. Jay, I'm sure you remember this. It was a field with sky on it. Very interesting. Not really. Still don't quite know what that field is. Peace Walker, somewhere in Peace Walker, probably. So anyway, it was a field of sky and a couple of clouds. And, of course, the fans were very excited. It's Kojima, you know. And then as time progressed, slowly the sky started to get a bit darker. And we thought to ourselves, okay, that's quite cool. And then we got a timer, I believe. And then the timer was a couple of days, and then the timer ended, and the sky became slightly more darker, and began another timer. And this process continued for about 2 to 3 weeks. You know, we'd get a timer for every couple of days, and then every time the timer expired, the sky would get darker, I guess. what did you think about that teaser website? Were you checking it?
I wasn't following it that often. I was remembering it was covered on all the blogs I read, and I'd check it every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
But I was trying to distance myself from it in a lot of ways, because when you get hyped up about this, I mean, it's not like it was a scene from Metal Gear Solid or something that we already knew. It would be kind of interesting if it was a level, like if you throw a level from one of the other games or something you recognized, and said it was just this weird, it's almost like a horror movie kind of a thing, I thought.
Just a weird
thing, really.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I remember all the countdowns restarting, and that made me madder and madder, because I just wanted to know what the big secret was about the damn thing. And then there were the lightning flashes, weren't there?
Yeah.
Flashes of lightning, and they'd do M and a G and an S, a 5, all kinds of different symbols. And
we'll get to that in just a second, okay. Yeah. So we get the countdowns, and I was one of the stupid people that would sit there for the countdowns and wait. And then the countdown would end, and me and thousands of other people would refresh. Of course, you know what happened. The servers started to get blocked up, and it's basically like a denial of services attack. We were involuntarily hacking the servers, trying to get information. So then it would be like 1 o'clock at night, and I'd be pressing it, and then by like 1:30 or 2 o'clock, you finally be able to get the website, and then it's just another bloody countdown. So you go back to bed, tired and mad. And then as time approached to be free, things started to pop up. We would get letters every couple of days, a new letter would pop up. We get M, okay, obvious, M, yeah. MG, MG, obvious. But then we would get letters R, S, I don't remember the letters at the top of my head, you know, R, S, E, and then people started saying, okay, maybe it's E3. And then things came together. In the end, the letters weren't very... This wasn't a kind of a Tarantino movie, you know, where the letters make up something that happened in the beginning that was the ending. I watched Pulp Fiction for the first time ever in my life a couple of days ago. I was amazed at how good it was. Have you seen Pulp Fiction, Jay?
Yeah, I think everyone except for you has seen it a few times before.
Are you a fan of the movie?
Yeah, I'd say I was quite a big fan. I've got the wallet from the movie, actually, or a knockoff of it. It's kind of a weird thing to have in your pocket. Bad mother, you know what?
Oh, Samuel Jackson was fantastic in that movie. I really liked the role. Like, what burger is that? May I have your beverage? Have you seen
any other ones that are related to it, like Reservoir Dogs?
It's
kind of a similar movie.
You see, I want to know, because I've never been like a Tarantino... I can't say a fan. I've just never seen any of his movies. You know, I was too young, I guess. But everyone's saying Pulp Fiction, best thing since sliced bread. So I thought to myself, hey, I love movies, you know, probably more than the average movie girl, big movie buff. So I thought to myself, I've got to see this, you know, just to say. And I put it in, and the beginning, for me, the beginning was a bit slow, you know, okay. And then when it kicked in with Samuel Jackson and John Travolta, and it was just a ride. I really loved that movie. It was really good. But anyway, this isn't the Pulp Fiction cast. What a Tarantino cast. Anyway, going back to letters. And then eventually, this was the big thing. The sky turned really dark and we would get lightning. And then I woke up one day, checked the news blogs. And across the news blogs was Snake's face. Now, that was starting to get interesting. A highly rendered Snake's face, may I add. Very highly rendered. And then the rumors began. Is this Snake? Is this old Snake? Is this Big Boss? Is this old Snake, but he's got some kind of a youth potion that he's regenerated himself into? Is it someone else? Is it another clone? Is it someone from the future? Is it a mask? So, what did you think when you first saw the face, Jay?
I'm trying to think if it's the same face I'm thinking of. Is it one that looks kind of different than... I've seen the one that was quite a Big Boss looking face.
The Big Boss one, because there was the riding and the Big Boss one, yeah.
So it was more a Big Boss looking face, obviously, than, you know, old Snake or whatever you want to call him. And we didn't know at that time it was going to be two games, did we?
No, we didn't. No.
Yeah. So that bit was quite confusing. I mean, I sort of realised it was Big Boss. And what's the motto? Is it Sans Frontiers?
Soldiers Without Borders, something like that, yeah.
Yeah. I noticed that and it was sort of became obvious it's Big Boss. And then we saw Raiden, or what?
Well, I
want to
get...
believed to be Raiden, people rumoured to not be Raiden, or whatever you want to call him.
This is where the shit hits the fan, if you will, my friend.
Yeah. So okay. That was kind of weird. So you've got Raiden, which is like the cyborg thing from the future.
Right.
Versus Big Boss, who had his sort of day back in the 60s or so.
The thing is, the Big Boss one was like, okay, well, this is some kind of a snake person. All right. You know, rumors and speculations here and there. But then we got the Raiden face. And the fanboys went mad. This was level 2 high alert of the fanboys. Level 1 came when they announced it for the 360 first. But we'll get to that in a second. They showed the face, and I'm looking at the face now. Let me just... I'll just send it to you so you know. But the face, they announced it, and it was one of those things, you know, you could only see it for a couple of seconds because it was, you know, flash of lightning gone. So people print screened it and everything. And, you know, the thing about it was, the thing about it was because it wasn't... It had the bullet holes, 2 bullet holes in the forehead, the eye pad, and the eye patch, and the eye colour was different. So
there's a barcode sort of thing, isn't there?
Oh, yes, and that. And that's when people started going mad. Is it Raiden? It's not Raiden. It's Sunny. It's Olga. It's the ninja from the past. They started thinking, oh, maybe maybe it's Grey Fox from the past because it's Big Boss, so they team up. Yeah, explain the teeth and the jaw made out of rubber.
And I don't think Grey Fox ever looked like that, too, you know?
Mm.
Did he ever look like that?
No, definitely not.
I'm pretty sure he wouldn't have.
No. And then the thing just started going mad, and still to this day, because I posted a video about it on my old channel ages ago, and there's still people arguing in the comments section over, no, it's Olga, no, it's Sunny. They said, like, the trailer says, Raiden is back. How much more? It's like, the trailer should have said, look, idiots, it's Raiden. Okay, it's Raiden, but... You know, there's no.
Well, you know me. I mean, I'm one of those idiots. I wouldn't really care if it was, say, Sunny. I mean,
mm-hmm.
the eyes are different, as I've said before.
Right.
And sure, eye colors can change. I mean, they've changed before with Big Boss, haven't they?
Many times. Well, you used to look like Sean Connery at first, so that was a big change.
Yeah. So I mean, obviously things like that can change, but then the whole fact that the suit's completely different. I mean, it's kind of an upgrade, you know, to like what do they? Angle grind all the old metal off and put this one on, or you know, it sounds like a big job. it's not a new coat of paint exactly. If it was, you know, so Olga she is the ninja in Metal Gear Solid 2, and you know, Sunny, I mean, she idolized, you could almost say, Raiden. She was like his best friend, you could think, in the Nomad.
Mm-hmm.
If it turned out to be her, I wouldn't care, and that would be making fun of the whole. Raiden looks like a girl, and he wears high heels all the time, and he's got, like, the long fingernails.
Mm-hmm.
And Raiden is just a code name, remember? So, you know, it didn't say Jack is back, which would rhyme.
Oh, that's interesting. Oh.
So, who cares? I mean,
that was a lyric.
Raiden, Jack. Raiden Jack, that would be cool, you know? I don't care if it is Sunny, say, but it's Raiden.
Jack is back was a lyric from the early 2000 Cartoon Network show Samurai Jack. I remember it.
Oh, okay.
They did a rap about it. Jack is back. Jack. Anyway. But my point was, you know, I was on the fence before they actually said it's Raiden, you know, but once they said it was Raiden, I was kind of, you know, I was a bit wary about it. But anyway, I mean, if it is, I'll be gladly surprised about it. But, So look at this thing. His eye color has changed and he's got an eye patch and that kind of stuff. Let's kind of go into it. Why do you think that, you know, they've made these obvious changes of an eye patch and the bullet holes and that kind of stuff? Could he be like a cyborg underneath the skin? Do we have like a T-800 thing going on here? What do you think?
I mean, I suppose maybe it's a different art designer or whatever, or it's been, you know, the people that were working on it, it is a different team. Maybe they wanted a different look. Although, if it is kind of a canon thing, you know, if it is, this is what happened to Raiden, it is very odd, as I've said, because the whole suit is apparently quite different. Have we ever seen a full body picture of it?
I believe we have. I can't get it right now.
I can't remember if we have or not. We've seen at least the shoulders up, and that's very different looking.
It was him on top of crying. It was him on top of what's it?
Yeah,
crying
Wolf. It wasn't a very big picture, was it?
It wasn't an official picture. They showed that picture at Tokyo Game Show, I think.
I remember seeing the picture, but yeah. I've only seen blurry or small versions of it.
Well, because... go on.
Because, you know, in Metal Gear Solid 4, I mean, he's got those kind of plastic bits over the shoulders, and now he's got these sort of giant saw blade things, and it's all very different looking.
I definitely think it's a different suit, yeah. That's for sure.
A different suit, you know, it's not like, you know, this is the new... you know, it's the new 2010 suit, you know, this is the new fashion that he has to get with, but...
It's like the Power Ranger, they change the suits.
Yeah.
Sparks come out of them when you hit them. No, but do you know what? This could be like one of those, what you were saying, this could be a Kojima thing where it's just a design thing, because what we understand, you know, when they showed it a year ago, it was still in the very early stages of development, really early stages, because they didn't actually have any video. I think what this was is they put some time and resources and effort into rendering that shot there before the game actually had any solid, you know, we probably had an engine, but it probably didn't have any, you know, any solid graphics or that kind of thing. So this was probably an artist sketch that they put into a 3D modeling software. So, you know, this could change, and they could take out the eye patch or the bullet holes. You know, maybe they just wanted to do it because it looks cool. But anyway,
when you think about bullet holes, I mean, that's kind of funny. When you think about all the times when we've been playing the game, you know, the Metal Gear Solid games, all the times you've ever been shot, all the bullets that go through and they take off like a tiny bit of, you know, damage with some, you know, in real life, you get shot by a bullet in the leg, you're going to drop to the floor kind of thing. But out of all the bullets they've ever been hit with, two of them just happen to get stuck in his forehead, you know? It's kind of weird.
Do you think in the Metal Gear games they should have done this kind of like a Looney Tunes thing where Snake like battles loads and loads of guards and then he defeats them and he just takes out some water and it just like leaks out of him and loads of different holes? Tom and Jerry.
Out of all the bullets, why would two of them get stuck? You know, the rest of them just sort of magically go through them.
Well, that's the thing. Kojima does, you know, he puts little hints here and there, but, you know, after what he's not like super like detail crazy, and especially the fact that this is what we're going to get into next, he isn't the lead designer, he isn't the lead producer in this game anymore, and that's my biggest fear by far. And I've addressed this before, the thing I would fear most for this to happen is this to be a spin-off cash cow of the Metal Gear series. And what we've seen so far don't fill me with optimism about it, because it's on three platforms, 360, PS3 and PC. It's developed by a completely different team. It almost feels like they're making a different franchise. And I believe Kojima said about this, you know, it's a very different game, and the last thing I want this to be is something like Pokemon Puzzle League to the actual Pokemon games, or Pokemon Stadium, or that kind of stuff. I don't want this to be a cash cow. I hope it isn't. You know, I have hopes. I don't know the team that, you know, the developer. Is it? Do you think it's chunks of the old team put together? What do you think about my thoughts on this being a?
I haven't been keeping up with who the members of the new team are, although I don't think it will matter in many ways, because I'm sure throughout all the games they've had a lot of different people coming and going.
Mm-hmm.
The ideas are the same, I suppose, and if it does take... I mean, I hope Rising is radically different than other Metal Gear Solid games.
Mm.
I don't want another... You start off as a rookie and you have to, you know, you start off with like one tranquilizer gun, you have to earn all the guns, and, you know, there's going to be the same kind of boss fights and things.
Right.
I don't want it to be just like a, you know, the formula, the Metal Gear Solid formula, you know, rinse, wash, repeat.
Yes.
I hope it is radically different, and maybe a new team will help it be radically different.
Well, see, the thing that does fill me with hope is Kojima, in an interview quite a while back, he was talking about Rising versus Peace Walker. And the fact that the Peace Walker team has a significantly lower budget compared to the Rising team. And the Rising team have a lot of time to play with things and invest things into. So that's good that they're actually, you know, Konami is, you know, they're putting the money behind the game. Because if it was the opposite, like, oh, the Peace Walker team has so much resources for a PSP game and the Rising team has nothing, then I would have really given up on the game, because what that would have meant probably was, okay, we need to make a quick buck on this game. It's going to be a turn-based card game or something. And then it comes out and it's a collection of mini games. And then I go to Jay, you're right, it was radically different. Very radically different. And but I think that's a good thing, that, you know, not that, you know, every single game that has loads of money put into it automatically becomes great. It just helps, you know, you have bigger resources, you have more, you know, you have more money to develop the game. But let's go back to like the console bit of things. They did this clever thing when, you know, at the Xbox press conference in 2009, E3 was the first one. It was Xbox, then I believe Sony and Nintendo, or Nintendo and Sony. But Xbox was first, and then the other two were a day later. And what happened was, Microsoft did the whole press conference, started out quite weak, actually. You know, there were Modern Warfare 2, blah, 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 blah. And then their VP of something or other came out, you know, another suit. He came out, "Oh, Xbox, full of innovation, and today we're pleased to announce that the console finally has what we've been wanting for years. May I introduce you, blah, 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 Kojima." And then we get to the glorified slideshow, you know, and again, it was bits of Raiden's suit from the still image, and they kind of zoomed around in them, and then Metal Gear Solid Rising, Raiden is back, Doom, Lightning, boom, and then Kojima comes out, "Oh, we are happy to present Metal Gear Solid Rising, oh, no, no." And it's a good impression, right? And he said, "Oh, Xbox 360. And then the dude comes out and is like, "We finally have Metal Gear. Ha ha ha, ha ha ha." And,
you know what that means, though, right? I mean, it's like the Grand Theft Auto DLC. They would have just thrown a lot of cash their way.
Must have been. Yeah. Must have just. They just.
They well, must with, have... the, with the Grand Theft Auto 4 ones, I mean, they're just coming out on PS3 now, aren't they? I mean, I've pre ordered the disc version of the two DLCs.
So no, I want to get. I want to play. I want to play Gay Tony. It sounds really weird, but I want to play...
I want to see the new little helicopter based on the little bro. But I heard the figure with that was something like 50 million. Was that for both games, I think?
Yeah, and they weren't even updates, full exclusives, were they? They eventually came out. And but yeah, I was a big fan of GTA 4. I really enjoyed that. But anyway, do you think like Kojima... like No, Microsoft, they were like, "Okay, we need to get Kojima to do Xbox... but he's not going to do it. What do we do?" And this dude at Microsoft just comes up. "You need to go and see the..." No. He's like, "You need to go and see the Don." And it's like, "The Don, who? You need to go and see Don Corleone." And then you've seen The Godfather, right?
Yeah.
Amazing movie. Anyway, and then it's like, do you remember the beginning scene of The Godfather when the dude, he's like talking about his daughter and she got raped by the Americans and he wants the Don to get revenge, yeah? Because it starts off and it's his face, yeah? It's like a shot of his face and the dude's talking. And it starts off and it's a shot of like one of the Microsoft guys' face. And he's like, we've been trying to get Metal Gear, but he just doesn't want to do it. You know, he gets the Sony loyalty and then it comes to Don Corleone and it's like, "What do you want me to do?" And then he takes and puts Kojima's horse's head in his bed or something like that. But anyway, getting way off topic. But yeah, they must have thrown such a big amount of money in it. But then for that one day, the internet exploded, and I was a witness of this. Again, I posted the video of the press conference on YouTube. I was one of the first people to do it, and I got so many comments of people. "Oh, if I see Kojima in an alley, I'm going to stab him and shoot him. Oh, he should be killed. Oh, he's betrayed me. Oh, I'm throwing away my Metal Gear games. Oh, every single thing in the world." And
I will find it kind of weird when it is out on Xbox, because, you know, it's kind of like a Nintendo game being on the PlayStation or something. It's kind of weird to see it there. And, I mean, I think it's great. I think all games should be on all platforms, really. And just let the hardware duke it out. I mean, instead of having your favorite game characters and favorite games held hostage, I mean, you want to play this game, you have to pay $500 to get the whole console, this massive lump of plastic and metal, just to play one game. It will be weird, because there's always been kind of us and them, isn't it? You know,
definitely,
you've got Halo on the Xbox, and on the PlayStation 3 you have Metal Gear Solid and games like that.
Killzone and that, yeah.
It's all good for the consumer, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, if you've got the cash to, you know, to get all the consoles, yeah, but...
Oh, no, just to have the games is what I mean. I mean,
if
all games are on all consoles, it's good for the consumer.
Oh, definitely, it would be good, yeah, but companies aren't going to like that, are they? But, so moving on. So for that one day, so much hate with Kojima, and then, you know, then eventually, you know, they posted the listing saying that, "Look, it's out for the PC and the PS3. And some people are still like, "No, he betrayed us. This was the very, you know, this is our main thing. This is our main game. Why can't we have Halo now for the PS3? I'm like, "Oh, come on.
You want an equal too.
Yeah, I mean, you want Halo, go and play it on the PC or the Mac or whatever. But anyway, so, you know, that was definitely a lot of hate when the game came out. But it's okay. So let's actually move into what we think. What we think that the game's going to be set in. Jay, you have a couple of theories of that, and we'll just go off from then, and then we'll end the show. What would you like for the game to be set in contextually? Where would you like the game to establish itself?
Well, this is always just my theories, and you know, I always get kind of tired of reading people's speculation and rumors when, I mean, all I've seen is another, you know, I've seen a couple of pictures of the game, a couple of still pictures of it. I don't think anyone's seen any kind of video or movies or level design or plot points. We seem to know nothing about the game, even though it's been hyped for such a long time amongst the people that are into the Metal Gear Solid games. I hope it is very different than the other Metal Gear Solid games. I hope it's much faster moving, although it'll still have a story. I hope it's much faster sort of character design. I hope the plot's faster. I hope you're stronger, more agile. Maybe less, you know, how Metal Gear Solid 4 had a lot of guns and you wouldn't really use all of them.
Yep.
I hope in some ways it's streamlined in that way, that you've got a few basic weapons and things and you use them in different ways, maybe. Although we have both said that we both really like the movie, well, the whole franchise of Iron Man. I was watching that last night, and I was thinking, wouldn't it be interesting if Raiden's a lot more like Iron Man? You know, I was watching Iron Man and all the things that Iron Man can do. And sure, he's super strong, but part of his thing is that he's quite small as well and quite fast, and that's quite a lot of the appeal of the character. If you've seen the Roboman. I'm thinking of RoboCop as well. RoboCop, ripping all those to my new iMac. RoboMan. Iron Man. If you
it's watch a Japanese movie, anime, RoboMan.
Yeah, badly translated. Yeah, he faces an Iron Man, the movie. He faces a much bigger boss, which is presumably also stronger and apparently faster than him as well. But just being smaller, he's so much more agile that it makes the character that much better. And so, yeah, I do hope that it is a very different game. I don't want it to be a kind of slow guy, just, you know, I've had a troubled past and I'm a big guy and I've got, you know, stubble all over and I get shot lots, you know. We've had that game a lot of times and it's been in a lot of movies. I mean, it'll be like, what was the last movie? Was it a Rambo movie or was it a Rocky movie that came out recently? Or was it both of them?
Rambo was the latest one. Rambo.
Yeah. I mean, he's how old doing the same character? I mean, that's
62, kind of I think. Yeah, and now there's the Expendables here as well, with every big dude ever in an action movie.
Yeah,
but
well, that's kind of that was kind of in the 80s. You know, they had one big strong guy, and he didn't really care, you know, for PC or women's rights or things like that. It was just a big guy, and he drank, and he smoked, and he shot a big gun. You know,
Moved on past that. do you know what
I really hope we have anyway.
I was just watching. I love to watch old Arnold movies just for the comedic value, even if there is none. I was watching a Red, I forget it was a Red, something Red. It was basically Arnold was playing a Russian, this was during like 88, so the Cold War was still on. He was playing like a Russian policeman who went to LA, and it was Arnold trying to do a Russian accent and speak Russian. And for me, having...
Do you want to approximate it, since you can speak Russian?
Well, the thing is... I come from that country and I can speak the language fluently. It was so funny yet so sad at the same time because they stereotyped the country like it was 1988 and Arnold walks into a bar and the bar looks like it's from the 1920s and there's like there's a dude at the piano and he's playing classic Russian gangster songs, but the dude is actually American and he's singing the songs with a really bad accent. And there are people, you know, there's like stereotypical Russian people with hats and like handkerchiefs on the head and with women and they're sitting there and there's wood everywhere. And I'm like, but come on. Anyway, but I'd recommend for everyone to watch that movie. I got a copy of it on DVD. I forget what it's called. Red, something Red. Just type in Arnold Schwarzenegger. I think it's on YouTube. I saw it like, because it's one of those old movies people don't care about and they're posted on YouTube and the companies don't care. If, you know, just watch a bit of on YouTube and get the DVD, but it's, I would definitely recommend it. But anyway, the other thing I wanted to say is, can you imagine if Kojima listens like to the show and like, you're saying, we're saying that, you know, we want Raiden to be more like Iron Man. and then Kojima goes and tells them.
No, Roboman. Roboman.
No, but he tells them about Iron Man, and then Rising comes out, and you know, Raiden's like this dude, you know, he walks around in a suit and he talks smack to women and he like drinks alcohol and flies in a private jet. Yeah. But anyway, yeah.
Well, when you watch those kind of movies, you always wonder, how come there's this one soldier or one commander or whatever, you know, the Schwarzenegger character? How come one of them is so much bigger and stronger than the other ones? I mean, what is this guy doing all day? Is he just like working out in the gym in the middle of Vietnam or, you know, in the Vietnam War or something? You know, how come, and it's not like he's any more bulletproof. He's just a big, strong guy, which doesn't really make a difference, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's funny because they kind of played off that in like another Schwarzenegger movie in, what was it, Last Action Hero? Have you seen that one?
Yeah.
Where the kid, he goes in...
Years ago.
Yeah, he goes into the movie and he keeps on telling him about the cliches. It's like, you're never going to kill me because you're a good guy. And you never die. And, you know, nothing as bad is going to happen to you until, like, later on. So, anyway. But, yeah, writing-wise, before, because we've got to wrap this up. Before we go, let's just quickly go talk about kind of, like story-wise. Because, I mean, both me and you... would really like to see this being set between 2 and 4. Am I correct?
Yes.
We talked about this on two episodes ago, so go back two episodes. And, we want this to be what we thought Metal Gear Solid was going to be, if you know what I mean. You know, have Raiden break in, you know, like know how he becomes the suit, you know how he gets those awesome high heels.
Well, yeah, I mean, how do we find out about how he's put like that? I mean, it's something the Patriots do to him, isn't it?
Yes. About that. He gets captured in Area 51.
Yeah. So, I mean, imagine waking up like that. I mean, he's obviously got some kind of super speed. He's obviously super strong. So, have you ever had, like, a broken arm or something? I mean,
I had a broken skull once. Yeah.
Okay, it's a bit different.
Yeah,
I broke my wrist once, and I had a full arm cast because of how I broke it.
Right.
And after you've had something like that, when you've been in a cast, I mean, your whole muscles have withered away, and so everything becomes so much harder with that arm. I mean, I imagine if you get captured somehow, knocked out, you wake up, your body's, you know, suddenly weighs a ton, and it's all metal, and, I mean, it's obviously going to be very different, isn't it?
Yes. So,
it'll be kind of weird if they just sort of gloss over that, and... As I said, I'd always thought it'd be kind of fun if you had a, if you sort of woke up and you had to break out of the Area 51, and maybe you will meet your rescue Sonny and all that kind of stuff for the time.
Yeah, I mean, and I do hope that they do establish it there. And you know, there is nothing that says that you know you can't set the game in that timeline and have a different game. You know, because it's just from a different perspective. You know. It doesn't have to be some kind of a weird spin-off of the future and completely different characters. I want recognizable things. I want us to be a new game, but I want to have the elements of Metal Gear's story that made me love the games. So, you know, bring back Snake, or bring back a picture of Snake, or a voice message from Snake, or something like that. But that's the other thing I fear, Jay. They have a spin-off, and it's a completely different time zone, and it's Raiden and a cast of 10 completely new characters, which is what
I thought in Metal Gear Solid 4, you know, the whole Rat Patrol and all that.
Yeah.
It was all kind of similar thing.
Mm.
Although it did have Meryl, though she looked a lot different than I imagined.
Hench Meryl.
Yeah.
Steroid Meryl.
I think that's, before we finish, I think that's one of the things. Do we really want it to have Solid Snake or Old Snake or Big Boss in it? I mean, in some ways, I imagine it's very different. So from what we know, after Metal Gear Solid 2, Snake and Raiden weren't in contact because they sort of, Jack, is that you kind of thing? He meets him in Metal Gear Solid 4, like he hasn't heard him in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So in a way, it would be kind of weird if Snake is directly in it. Maybe he sees things that remind him of Snake, or there are somehow plot points to do with Snake, but I would think it would be weird if Snake was in the game. I mean, I think it is quite a different game in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, but what I mean is, like, you know, have, like, bits that remind you, you know, of, like, older characters. I'm trying to think of an example of this. Like, for example, like, in Metal Gear Solid 3, we never got to see Otacon, but we got to see a picture of Granin holding a picture of him and his dad. Or his granddad, I don't remember who it was exactly. I think it was his dad.
Would be quite neat if they used it for comedy. I remember Metal Gear Solid 2, this part in the tank level, and you see a projected silhouette of... Yeah,
yes.
Exactly. It's sort of shooting out little plastic balls, and it's just the way the light's falling over. things like that would be kind of cool. Like if there were maybe a guy that looks a bit like Snake or something on the other, one of the enemies looks like Snake or something like that. But, you know, you wouldn't really want it to be Vulcan Raven and he just happens to be in Metal Gear Solid 2, you know.
Oh, hello.
Body or something, or they've preserved his body and it's like a giant stuffed mummy thing of him, you know. It would be just weird.
They'll have a hard time preserving their body. They have to get it out of every single one of the crows that ate him. And
I'm sure they can make them spit it out.
Or the other end. Anyway. Anyway, I think on that note we'll have to wrap it up because we started quite late today.
Going down the toilet as well.
Raven's going down the toilet. Anyway. Anyway, well, I think we'll we kind of covered the main basis of. We can probably come back to this, you know, and talk more about what we're going to be doing a discussion about Metal Gear Solid 2 bosses sometime, and I'm sure that will kind of lead off into speculations about Rising here and there, but. I'll wrap this episode up. I'll definitely try to sort out the podcast feed and like to be able to tell you guys to switch over, because that would be another horrible mistake if I switch the podcast feed and no one knows. And but anyway, yeah, thank you very much for listening. Keep listening, and we'll catch you next week.